Blog Talk Radio.
You first love us. Welcome this great Tuesday morning. This is Seeds of Prayer and Praise. This is your hostess, Pastor Katisa. We give God praise and glory on this morning. God is so wonderful. He is worthy to be praised. We have to come to that that knowledge, that understanding, that on a daily basis, calling on his name, calling on the name that's above every name. Amen. The name of Jesus. And Jesus told us if we abide in him, his words abide in us, that we could ask whatever in his name, and it shall be done according to the will of God. And so it is with great honor that we offer up our scripture on today, and coming from Colossians 2:2-3 and also 6 and 7, it says, my goal is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Verse 6 and 7 says, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen. We go to God in prayer, giving Jesus Christ the glory and the honor. Father God, I give you praise. God, I thank you this morning. God, there is no one like you. God, you we decree and declare to all who listen, God, that you are the only wise God, the true and living God, the God who hears the prayers of your servants, of your people, of your children. God, I thank you mightily that you hear the prayer for the lost, those who are yet to come to know your son Jesus, those who are in darkness, that they will come out and come to the marvelous light. God, that they who are in the valley of decision will make up their minds and call on the name of the Lord, because all who call on his name, Jesus, shall be saved. Father God, time is winding up. Time is so short. God, and many, Father God, are blinded. Their minds are blinded. Their eyes, they cannot see. Their ears, they cannot hear. We are asking you, Lord God of the harvest, first of all, to pour out your Holy Spirit so that they may be able to hear, and you will bind the enemy, Father God, from them in Jesus' name. God, if they would want to be saved, that they will want to know you, God, and help your laborers, God, as they go into this harvest field, God, and to plant seeds, water seeds, and we know you're the one who makes the seeds grow. So, Father, we give you praise. We lift up Gospel of Asia Ministries. We lift up Grace Point Ministry in Kenya, all of Africa, all of Asia, Europe, North America, the United States, South America, God, Australia, God, the many islands, God, all over the world, in the Pacific, God, and in many different places, God, hallelujah unto your name. God, we thank you that as we lift up, God, those who are yet to know you, God, that you know, you have said in your word that this gospel must be preached to all nations, and then the end will come. We know that you keep your word. You're not a man that you should lie, the son of man that you should repent. So, God, we thank you as the gospel goes out. Hallelujah to your name. We thank you, Father God, for your people who suffer for your name, persecuted for righteousness' sake. Father God, those who face prison, death, loss. But God, we thank you. You strengthen them. You establish them. They are rooted and built up in Christ Jesus. God, they are strengthened in their faith. We are thankful. We are grateful. We pray for those who are ill, that have sickness, God, in their body. We know you to be Jehovah Rapha, the healer. Heal of cancer, high blood pressure, all diseases, diabetes, Father God. Any type of rash that needs healing, God. Any type of, Father God, headaches, migraines. We ask you to heal in the name of Jesus. You are a healer. You heal us and we shall be healed. You save us and we shall be saved. God, we ask you right now, Father God, that you would touch, Father God, the children, the youth, our young people. God, we ask for a revival to break out amongst them. God, that they will know Jesus Christ more. They will become more and more dissatisfied with what the world says is good and has to offer. They will become dissatisfied, seeking and hungering and thirsting after righteousness found only in you in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in the gospel of Jesus. God, we thank you right now, God, that we lift up those who need healing, God, and who need deliverance, and from bondage, from chains, Father God, from sin sickness. You are the one, God, who came through your son Jesus to set the captives free. And we say hallelujah unto your name. God, we give you glory and praise, for you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord God, our provider. You make provision. You are providing safety and safe travel and protection. You're providing, God, amen, on the highways and the byways. And, God, you're bringing your people to every resource that is needed to do good things for your glory and for your praise and for your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh, God, we're so thankful. We're so grateful. We are to overflow with thankfulness. God, your salvation, your love is beyond our capability to understand. But God, by your Holy Spirit, you've overflowed us with wisdom and understanding. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. God, bless your children as they go off to different employment, school. God, bless them today to have their mind on you and not become distracted by these little things that want to crop up and steal joy. But God, we know that your joy is is a one of the foundations for our strength. So, God, we thank you. We are filled with overflowing with joy. And, God, we thank you, God, that as we pray also for our leaders, for presidents, President Barack Obama, prime ministers of these nations, and kings and queens of these nations. And God, we pray for your wisdom to be given to them. God, we pray for them to make righteous decisions for the people, remembering the poor, the fatherless, the widow, the orphans. God, we thank you, God, for you said, remembering those groups, God, that we too, God, that will show forth your righteousness. And that is true and pure religion in looking after those who are close and near to your heart. God, we thank you that a broken and contrite spirit, God, you are close to those who need comfort at this time, who need, God, who are in mourning. But, God, we thank you for the peace for them. Peace that surpasses all understanding. And we give you glory, God, as you give them peace. God, we thank you right now that as this year goes along in 2016, that we have on your mind your goals. First of all, to be full of your love, overflowing in your love, that we guard love. We guard it. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that love covers a multitude of sins. And, God, that we will have kingdom building, planting churches, planting the gospel. Oh, God, and we'll be watching and waiting for our Lord Jesus Christ to return. God, all these things that you want us to be in the center of your will, that you bring back all those who strayed away from a relationship with you. We call them back from the north, the south, the east, and the west. That they will come back, bringing their children and grandchildren and friends and family with them in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's you that they are returning, and not to a religion, but to a relationship. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Amen and praise God, saints. We are so thankful for you. Glory be unto God. Bless his holy name on today. Join us in the morning for Seeds of the Word as we find more encouragement in the Word of God. Be blessed, be strengthened, and continue in Christ Jesus. Amen.